Sonia Sorić is here. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
She's the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. We talk about business news on Fridays. A Sacramento startup created an app that's billed as a unique way to solve the problem of distracted driving. How does it work?
This company is called Text to Ticket, and with its app, you could get paid for taking videos of people texting and driving. Basically, users film someone texting and driving along with that person's license plate number. The footage is then submitted to the company, whose agents review it and then forward it to law enforcement if a crime is suspected. Users whose footage is approved receive $5.
Wait, so if someone records a distracted driver while behind the wheel, wouldn't that person be part of the problem too?
That's the natural first question we received from our readers, but it's important to note that this app is only for passengers and pedestrians.
What about privacy concerns? Has the startup encountered any criticism?
Some critics say that the app essentially amounts to snitching, but the company's CEO counters that by saying that the footage is taken on public roads where there's no expectation of privacy. He says in many ways the app is no different than red light cameras.
So is the app catching on?
Well, it was accepted into the prominent 500 Startups Business Accelerator Program, which offers startup companies seed investments of $150,000 each in exchange for 6% equity stakes. The CEO would like to generate revenue eventually by contracting with cities, but so far he hasn't made an agreement with any city or agency.
A new report says the Sacramento region's med tech or medical technology industry has grown significantly over the past 5 years. What explains the growth?
This report comes from MedStart, which is a local organization. It says the number of medical technology companies is up by 27%. Now, that growth is attributed to the low cost of real estate here relative to the Bay Area, of course, as well as incentives from local governments for those companies.
Is the growth expected to continue?
Yes, assuming that investors continue to see the area as a viable place for medical technology. Also worth noting that device manufacturers make up the largest percentage of the area's medical technology companies at 37%.
Well, speaking of growing industries, it seems like the local beer scene keeps expanding. What's the latest update?
Fort Rock Brewing is open in the historic Nimbus Winery building, which is in the Rancho Cordova area. Now, this business has been in the works for about a year. It could help give that building, which includes the Spaghetti Factory, some new life later into the evening, which is a priority over there. Fort Rock doesn't serve its own food, but it hopes to eventually partner with Spaghetti Factory for a food menu.
So with all these new beer businesses, is the craft beer industry invincible?
No. Recently, a planned brewery called Lazy Days called off plans to open in Lincoln. Also last week, Dragas Brewing in Rockland announced that it's shutting its doors, it said due to family considerations, and Roseville Brewing Company also closed. Of course, like any industry, craft beer will see closures. It'll be interesting to see if or when that brewery bubble that everyone talks about ever materializes.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thanks.
That's Sonia Sorić with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.